Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And I remember as a child, my father and his friends sitting around telling stories about World War II and their things that happened to them. And, of course, I guess they needed to do that because, you know, it was a very traumatic experience. And people like to tell stories. So let me tell you a story. And the story isn't about World War II. The story is about responsibility, and it's about business. I remember being 19 years old, and it seems, you know, it seems like yesterday, but it seems impossible at the same time. And I guess it was my very first real job. And something happened. There was a problem. There was a problem that was created. And when the boss came out and asked everyone who created the problem, everybody dodged for cover. It wasn't me. Couldn't have been me. Must have been someone else. No one wanted to take responsibility. And then this older woman, I mean, she was really older to me. She was 26 years old. Her name was Kay, and she stepped right up and she said, "I did it. It really doesn't matter who did this. Let's just fix it." And that was such a life lesson to me, to take responsibility. Let's get things fixed. Let's not just look for blame. And there's a real difference in thinking of a CEO, president, or business owner and an employee. Out of fear, and that's what we were talking about, out of fear, employees are always trying to blame someone else for any failure that they may have. It couldn't possibly be their fault. But the CEO, president, or business owner who's the leader understands that everything that happens in the company is his responsibility. If something doesn't work or it costs the company money, it's the responsibility of the CEO, president, or business owner to find out what happened and how to solve the problem, not just to look for blame. Many times people believe if they can't find out why it happened, they want to put the blame on someone else. They want themselves to be fine. They want to absolutely make sure that they're getting their paycheck. They want to make sure that they're not getting blamed, and my goodness, heavens, if they get blamed, they might get sent to the woodshed. But CEOs, presidents, and business owners, you know, it's more than a paycheck. If mistakes aren't corrected and they're continually made, it could cost the company everything. It could cost them their profit for the year. It could cost the business to the business owner who's worked so hard. All of their wishes, hopes, and dreams could go down the drain because they didn't take responsibility. Success is doing what you do well, but just as important, it's doing well what you don't do well, or surrounding yourself with coworkers who are more of an expert in any particular area that you're lacking. Remember, if there is a problem, find out how the problem happened. Use it as an experience that moves the business forward, not one that's about blame and shame and making someone feel bad. This will help your company grow. This is Howard Lewinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you. And remember, we all make mistakes, every single one of us, no matter how competent we are. So let's turn those mistakes into profitable experiences.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.